Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, on the same day President Trump signed his executive order, the world was marking International Holocaust Remembrance Day. And in honor of that, a new Twitter account launched to shine a spotlight on what happened to a group of refugees who were turned away from the U.S. in 1939. About 900 Jewish people had attempted to escape Nazi Germany on the MS St. Louis, but they weren't allowed to enter the U.S., so the ship turned back. And later, more than 250 of those passengers were killed during World War II and the Holocaust. Russell Neese co-founded the Twitter handle St. Louis Manifest, and he joins us now. Russell, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
And what gave you the idea to do this?
I mean, the initial idea was just simply as a remembrance for the victims of the Nazi genocide, these 254 refugees who were turned away in 1939. But it was impossible to ignore the current political realities that we're sort of seeing on the ground right now.
Impossible to ignore, but was that part of the reason why you did this?
No, the idea primarily was basically to just honor the memory and preserve the memory of these folks who were turned away at our border and who perished in Nazi Germany thereafter.
Well, and remind us of the story of this ship, which came over in 1939 and was rejected by both the U.S. and Cuba, right?
Sure, correct. So these were German Jews of means primarily who, after Kristallnacht, after the night of the broken glass in Germany, saw the writing on the wall and tried to get out before there was a systematic policy to murder millions of Jews. And they applied for visas to the United States. They applied for documents to enter Cuba. And they boarded the ship to basically get out and to save their lives and the lives of their family. And along the way, unbeknownst to them, the Cuban government pulled their paperwork. And these folks, by and large, were stranded. And they went first from Cuba, from the port of Havana, and they sailed towards Miami, at which point they were interdicted by a Coast Guard cutter. And despite attempts from both passengers on the ship, from representatives in America to try to help them again with telegrams to both FDR and telegrams to the State Department, these folks were forced back to Europe. And approximately half of the Jewish refugees on the ship who were shipped back to Europe eventually ended up perishing during the Holocaust.
After getting out, they went back and ended up dying.
That's correct. They managed to escape before, again, there was a systematic attempt to murder millions of Jews. This is, again, after violence had already initiated after Kristallnacht, but they were sent back. There were countries let them in afterward, Britain and Belgium and France. The ones who ended up in Britain, they were all saved. But as Germany began to continue its capturing of more territory, these Jews who were initially saved were unable to basically they didn't make it out of the war alive.
So let's just go through a couple of the tweets that you were putting out the other day. My name is Werner Stein. The U.S. turned me away at the border in 1939. I was murdered in Auschwitz. And you've got a picture there. My name is Regina Blumenstein. The U.S. turned me away at the border in 1939. I was murdered in Auschwitz. My name is Joseph Koppel. The U.S. turned me away at the border in 1939. I was murdered at Auschwitz. Did you discover anything new as you were looking through all of these incredibly personal stories of people who were on that ship?
Yeah. It's not so much new as in some ways we think a lot about these ideas of refugees or these ideas of immigrants or these people who are just over there, and we don't see them as real individual people. And just seeing the names, seeing the faces, sort of it gets to you in a way more so than just arguing, oh, yes, refugees, they're great for America and they're not bad and the vetting process takes years and years and years. There's something just about remembering the humanity of people that is getting lost in this debate. And when we talk about the importance of refugees being welcome, we're not talking about people who are coming here because they want to come here on vacation. We're talking about people who are coming here because they're fleeing for their lives. And if we escape that, if we ignore that, if we can't remember that, then I don't know what our humanity is really all about.
Well, do you see a direct connection between these stories from 1939 and people who are stuck at airports or can't come into the United States now because of the executive order?
Yeah, I'll say this. I obviously don't want to make a connection between the Nazi genocide and what's going on in America today. But I will say this is that, you know, we in America, we like to think of ourselves as the good guys. And we are, by and large. We like to think of ourselves as the ones who stand for freedom and who stand for justice and who stand for liberty across the world. And we had an opportunity. I think the story of the St. Louis is so poignant because we had an opportunity to save hundreds of people. And we failed to live up to our ideals with America. And I think in so much as that, I think this is an opportunity where it's important to remember what our ideals are as a country and to stand up for those ideals.
Have you gotten any backlash from this?
It's been quite overwhelming support, I would say. So yeah, I mean, there are always trolls on Twitter, so it's unsurprising to have some of those. But I'd say the reaction, not only on Twitter, but in terms of the media, both locally and abroad, has been overwhelming and actually has given me hope when I quite frankly had very little on Friday morning.
So you're not tweeting anymore, right, on this account?
That's correct.
So what's next?
I go back to work today. I mean that. I'm just a regular guy and who just saw a moment and saw an opportunity where I could just stand up and say, you know what, I can do that. And quite frankly, I think every American should take that to heart right now. When we hear the words never again, if we really want the words never again or the words we remember to mean something, then people really need to get up right now and start acting on that.
That's Russell Neese, who co-founded the Twitter handle St. Louis Manifest. You can find it at STL_manifest. Russell, thank you.
Thanks so much.